Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, thanks for hanging out and checking out the podcast on Friday. A couple reviews I wanted to get because these are shows that I'm interested in seeing. Is first, we'll talk about The Morning Show, which is on Apple Plus?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, Apple Plus?
Yes. Apple TV, Apple Plus. Yeah, they're about the same.
I don't know what it's called.
Disney Plus.
Mm-mm. Disney Plus is one, but Apple TV Plus.
God dang, it's so many. And I consider myself the expert, and I'm getting lost. Holy moly. God dang. Okay, Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Well, I have seen the previews for that show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston and
Reese Witherspoon.
And it's called The Morning Show. It's a morning TV show.
Okay. Yes.
And how did you watch it?
So they have a free episode to entice you, obviously. And then if you like it, you buy the subscription to watch the next two episodes that they have out. So they have three episodes out right now. And I binged all three.
Oh, so you have also joined. You've also bought the...
Yeah.
Did you like the show?
Oh, it was so good. And all three of them are so good. And it's about, you know, news and journalism. And they're just three solid actors in those roles. Yeah, I caved. I bought it.
Who else saw this? Raymundo?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Well, Jennifer Aniston is funny in Friends. Steve Carell is hilarious in The Office. They don't play funny roles in The Morning Show. So it's just, it's our job, but the TV side of it. It's serious. They deal with a bunch of serious issues. If you want to laugh, don't watch it. I didn't laugh once, and I watched an entire episode.
Well, did you like it, though? Because not all shows are to be laughed at.
Honestly, it's our job. They get up early in the morning. They complain about getting up early. I'm like, oh, that feels like my life. And then they're going through difficult situations. I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but it was not.
Would you subscribe based on that show?
I think I get it for free.
For a year?
Yeah.
A lot of us do. I think if you have like a certain iPhone or a certain carrier, like Apple's going, hey, we don't need the money right now. We just want you all in. So when we finally do decide to hit you, you pay.
Is this one of the ones where you sign up and then a year later you just automatically renew unless you tell them not to?
Well, that's everything.
That just happened to me with HBO. Yeah. I had a free trial for 7 days and then I forgot.
That's what they're hoping. You forget.
I know. And now I'm like,
what they're hoping is you love it.
No, not that you forget.
Oh. It's not all a big swindle.
Oh, no. I think they're hoping you forget.
They do. But I mean, they really are hoping that you like it enough and it just rolls over.
I did like it enough. Ballers is good.
It is really good. Are you done with the whole thing?
No, I just...
Oh, you just started?
I've watched one episode, but great. I only got HBO because of Succession, which I did binge and finish just in time, but then I totally forgot that to like go back and cancel it. Whatever.
But are you going
to
keep it now?
Yeah, I guess we're in.
Got him.
See, because you enjoy it so much.
Especially because I'm like, okay, Ballers could be a potential thing that I could binge because there's several seasons, but I'm just not... I don't have room for it right now, but you know what? It's there waiting for me if I need it.
So, the show, you give it, what, Morgan, number two?
5 out of 5 morning shows.
It's a terrible thing to give it of morning shows because of apples.
If I say anything, though, I'm going to give away the whole plot, and I can't.
5 out of 5 apps, but you give it 5 out of 5 morning shows.
5 out of 5 TVs. I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston's.
5 out of 5.
Just three solid A-list actors, and it's so good.
Alarm clocks. Raymundo, what do you give it?
I give it 3.5 teleprompters out of 5.
See? He knows how to do it.
Sorry. I'm just really excited about the show.
Mike D watched a show that I've been considering watching, which is that Paul Rudd show, which is called Living With Yourself.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It came up for a long time, like, you should watch this show. And it's Paul Rudd, but does he play more than one character?
He plays two characters.
So he plays himself twice or two different people?
Himself twice.
And what's the show about?
So the plot is that he tries to better himself by going to this place to get, like, this spa treatment, and he ends up, they clone him. So then he's alive and his clone's alive, and yeah, it's good.
Let me sidebar for a second. Is that Russian story where you can create a clone of yourself?
No.
But do you come out a baby or he came out his age?
Well, you don't clone into a baby. You clone exactly what you are, I believe.
Really?
Oh, I thought you...
On human cloning.
Oh, I thought you had a birth, be birthed, and then you grow up. Like, you can clone puppies, but
how do they make another person? Come back,
yeah, like, how do you just come out of a machine fully functioning?
You guys, it's like, how does Spider-Man shoot webs and fly through?
Oh, it's not real? Okay. So what's the Russian thing?
But they're not, like, they just look like you.
Okay.
Exactly.
But they're born?
No. Oh, my God. Hey, Mike, tell me about this show.
Yeah, so he's, like, playing himself twice, so it's like a better version of himself and then the regular him.
And what did you think about the show?
I thought it was pretty good. It's not a full-on comedy. There's funny parts to it, but it's dramatic. There's some, like, kind of tearful moments. It's pretty good.
What do you give it?
3.5 clones.
Okay.
Out of 5.
Or Morgan number 2 would give it 3.5 TV shows. 3.5
on Netflix.
Yeah. 3.5 subscription plans. Yeah.
Is it kind of like that one TV show there was a lot of cloning where that girl, the, you know what I'm talking, I don't remember what
it was. I used to watch that show too, the girl.
What, yeah. What was it called?
No, oh, I watched it too, and I fell out after about the second season.
Yeah, I just wonder if I...
Oh my gosh, that show was so
good. It was
good.
So good.
And then
it dropped off.
Yeah, what was that?
What was it called? Is it on Netflix? No, it was on like USA or something like
something,
that.
Something, yeah. Or the BBC maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Orphan Black.
That's what it was.
That was the jam for
disappear?
A while. I think it just had a bad season or two, and then I don't think it's on anymore.
That was a big show.
You know what show's coming to an end too this season is the computer hacker show.
Robot, Mr. Robot.
Never seen it.
Great.
What is that on?
USA.
Great show.
Mm-hmm. You guys have too many TV shows.
I haven't watched that in a while.
It's been gone for a long time. He did Freddie Mercury and, you know, the Queen biopic.
Oh, that's Rami?
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. That's not Mitt Romney, no.
It is, especially if you're a little bit nerdy. It's great. Christian Slater's in it too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That show is effed up. It's like the...
But it could happen.
That's sort of my point. There are a couple shows where we're just one step away from all this crap happening. One of them is Mr. Robot, and the other one is...
Walking Dead?
No, that's like 3 steps because that probably could happen too.
This cloning one? Yeah.
Snapped.
Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
Totally
could happen. Anytime I'm watching that, I'm like...
Oh, do not watch The Handmaid's Tale.
There are probably parts of America that are already closer to it than others.
Really? I don't want to go there.
Yeah, no.
Handmaid's
Tale. Greater.
That's so crazy.
Eddie,
have you even seen one episode? Just watch episode one.
You have to give it 2.
Okay, watch
it. After the second episode, you will go, I cannot watch another second play. Then you'll play another episode.
But am I going to feel bad after I watch it? I don't want to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's the worst.
It's pretty depressing.
It's the worst I've ever felt after watching a show, but I've never wanted to watch another show ever.
I watched that unbelievable one, and I just felt terrible afterwards. I'm like, I don't want to watch these anymore.
But did you keep watching Unbelievable?
Of course, I watched the whole thing.
Eddie, The Handmaid's Tale, you'll watch it, and there's a pit in your stomach, and you go, this sucks.
Oh, it's way worse than Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What is Unbelievable?
Is the one that Morgan number 2 first recommended, where it's like true stories.
Oh,
from,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The girl.
One true story. It's like her story. Well, it's her story. There are others around
there's
multiple. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up.
The Handmaid's Tale? You should watch it.
Eddie, you will come back.
A different person?
Oh, you'll just be so down.
It's such a good show.
Dark. See, I don't know why you guys want that.
Do not watch it. Watch it.
No, I don't know if I'm going
to
watch it.
Eddie, don't even watch a third episode. You have to, though.
You won't be able to stop, dude.
Morgan number 2, have you watched Handmaid's Tale?
Nope, I won't touch it.
That's right up your alley,
though. No, that is not up my alley.
Morgan number 2, if you watch it, I'll watch it.
No.
Okay. Why won't you watch it?
I've heard too much about it, and I don't like anything relatively scary.
It's not scary.
It's dark.
There's nothing scary about it.
Well, it's scary that potentially could happen, but not like I can't.
It's like Unbreakable. You're like, oh, that sucks. But it's fiction.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable?
Yeah.
That's not what I've heard about it. There's nothing really intense.
If you're tricking us and we're going to feel disgusting afterwards.
There's no monsters
or
nothing gonna scary.
You are going to feel disgusting. We're not tricking you. You will feel disgusting. You're like, ugh, humans can be this way. And not that we're that way yet, but there's people that think that way.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's like, please don't let them be in charge.
Let's vote. Should Eddie and Morgan number 2 watch Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Yes.
Guys.
We don't want
to. Listen, here's
to.
The thing. I'm going to throw you guys a bone. It's a show that you should. Yes, you should.
What did I have to do for homework recently? Oh, yeah. Watch a movie in another language.
We all had to watch somebody else's movie.
No, you didn't have to watch subtitles.
Amy, I'd take your movie over the beach. I guarantee it. The beach was horrendously bad.
All right, we got to go. Appreciate you guys.
I like hanging out with y'all right now.
I know.
Let's go.
You guys are fun.
I got to go. I'm in Oregon, so I got to go do my deal. I got to go work up to my other job. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Here's Friday's show. Hope you enjoy it. Some real fun we had today. Sound like Yoda, but
fun you have today.
Fun we have today.
But you've never seen Star Wars.
Yeah, but I know the Yoda
references. Star Wars. I watch Handmaid's
Tale. Don't be a douche. I've already seen Star Wars. The first half of the first one.
Watch all of them, and I'll watch 2 episodes of Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay, get that
come on.
Don't go. All right. Thank you. Here's Friday's show. Bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Big show today. We will do the CMA Olympics today. Eddie, our video guy.
Woo!
Morgan, number one, our former executive producer, will square off to play for the CMA trophy. One trophy to go between two people. So we'll do the CMA Olympics. There'll be trivia. There'll be a talent portion. And there'll be... They have to read their speech if they win.
Okay.
Over on the phone is Jennifer in Boston right now. Jennifer, how are you? Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning. I wanted to thank you so much for talking about going to therapy, because I think the more people talk about it, it takes away the stigma, and someone in your position can really reach a lot of people.
Well, thank you for that. I have found in the past few years, and I've been going to therapy on and off since I realized that my insurance would pay for most of it. Frankly, I never knew what therapy was. From a small town in Arkansas, we didn't have therapy. But when my insurance was like, hey, you can go to therapy, I was like, oh, how about that? Tried it, felt it was good for me, found a new therapist that I'm currently working with now. But I just find that if I'm going to work on my physical health, why would I not work on my mental health? Like, they kind of roll right alongside each other to be a healthy being. And we're taught not to worry about our mental health as much. And so I'm trying to make sleep a priority. I'm doing these things now just for my mental well-being, and one of them is going to therapy. I appreciate that, though, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with me, because that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm kind of chasing the right rabbit, you know?
Oh, I think it's fantastic that you talk about it.
Do you go to therapy? Are you a therapist?
I am not a therapist, and I do not currently go to therapy, but I have been in the past. And both my kids are in therapy, and I just think promoting mental well-being is such a good thing.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Also, while I'm at it, you have a great day too. Appreciate that. Let me suggest for your mental well-being a book called "Fail Until You Don't" by me, Bobby. You said it's a promo. I go to a love therapist, a relationship therapist.
Yeah.
We do talk about a lot of love and the one. Do you believe in soulmates?
Oh, no, I never have. Mm-mm. No, because I think that one of my boyfriends I probably could have married. I mean, I feel like you find people that you are in love with that you could spend the rest of your life with, but I don't know that it's just like one soulmate.
I just look at the math of it and go, what are the odds that my soulmate, if there is one, happens to be in the same city that I'm in, and then I meet them? It could be in India. I never even have a chance to meet her. Or in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds?
That I'm impossible.
Yeah. If there's just like one soul that you're searching for, most people wouldn't meet it. So I was reading this whole article where experts say anyone can be the one.
Well, not anyone.
That soulmates don't actually exist. Again, do you think there's a single person on Earth, one single person that you're supposed to find and somehow... find them and settle down. Earth's pretty big. Like I said, Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even point to it on a map. Maybe they're there. And so it's statistically impossible. They say it's not about finding the person. It's about finding the right person, someone that you share common interests and ideals with. I told you that my therapist, I was like, hey, what's... like? She was talking about the scientific, the chemicals that are released when you fall in love. This and it's basically great. Just a fog. Like, these chemicals come out when you fall in love that make you want to procreate. That's what science is here to do, make us have babies. That's what Mother Nature does. Continue making babies. Civilization lives on. And she's like, what happens is that fog eventually goes away, like any fog. And if you don't have a best friend there, then you don't have a relationship. All of that, like, it's so hot, goes away.
Fades.
So why would you chase that in order to be with someone forever? Like, if you're just chasing, it's so hot, like, do that and then get out. But don't chase that and get married because of the fog.
And so what, because, you know, there's chemical imbalances in people.
Just shoot shots of these specific chemicals and make you feel that way, right?
So sometimes, like, if you have something blocking your chemicals.
She thinks that I've blocked them over years and years and years of going, can't let that affect me because that's not real. Can't chase that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you need to let it up a little bit.
You need a love pill.
She compares it to a water hose, putting your thumb over the water hose. She's like, all you got to do is let off just a little bit. Just let a little water come through. You'll see it's not so bad. She goes, you don't have to take your whole thumb off the water hose. You need to flood yourself.
Don't you explain to her you're kind of an all or nothing kind of guy?
Oh, she knows.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got...
she's getting a handle on
that. She's got that. So, also, they talk about how definitions of the one change. Because you grow, you evolve. What you want in a partner, it changes. And sometimes you get with a partner, then all of a sudden, 10 years later, you're like, oh, we're just definitely not the same person anymore. So you have to grow also together at the same time as you're both growing separately. And the one could be somebody completely different 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wait for like 20 more years.
When you're done growing.
I have a joke in my stand-up act that I do now. I may have mentioned on the show where I go to the point of everybody asking my cutoff age. I'm 39. I'm single. Everybody asks my cutoff age, and it's been a long time. I finally figured out what my cutoff age is. It's 72. And then everyone laughs, and I'm like, you know, and she's not really robbing the cradle. She knows who she is. You know, does pretty well.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, you know what you're getting. Like, 72, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You not know.
Much. No surprises.
No, right. No surprises.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So I guess Lunchbox had a little drama at the restaurant that him and his wife go to.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite restaurants, and we go there quite often. And so we were at the grocery store the other day, and one of the waiters that works there sees us at the grocery store and comes up and goes, oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan. I see you come into the restaurant all the time. But I've never said anything. And the other day you were in there.
Because they probably shouldn't, by the way.
Right.
Like rules at a restaurant as I wait at tables. It doesn't matter if it's the mailman that you see all the time. You're really just supposed to be the server and not the fan, right?
Correct. Yeah. And he said, you've never sat in my section, so when you paid with your credit card, I ran over the other waiter and got your receipt just so I could know your name.
Like your real name, which is
yeah.
Lunchbox.
And I was
he
just
like... He admitted
that
to you?
Yes, he just said that. And I don't know if he was just excited to meet me and he wanted to have a story to tell. And I was just like, whoa, that's kind of crossing the line in my eyes. And so after he walked away, I told my wife, I was like, well, I guess we can't go back to that restaurant.
Really?
What?
Your name's everywhere.
Why?
I understand that, but I just thought it was weird that he went and grabbed the receipt.
But your name is Lunchbox on the radio. Do you not think if people had the opportunity to know your real name, they would? Is that weird?
I think it's weird to go over and take the receipt from the... Because he's not my server. If he was my server, I get it. But he made sure he cornered the other server. Hey, let me see the receipt. I want to see his real name. Like...
I don't really have a problem with that.
Oh, you don't have a problem with that?
I don't.
Oh. Amy? Maybe I'm overreacting.
I don't have a problem with it, I guess. I mean, I would still go back, especially if it was my favorite restaurant. I'm not going to let that deter me.
It's your real name.
Yeah, I mean, people...
Who cares?
I don't... Yeah.
So what everyone else knows
we've had
by.
To...
It's public.
I think,
it's on your credit card. You give it to the person at the gas station.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's on your CMA trophy, right?
That's true. When they announce the CMA awards, they put your real name on there.
It's on our Wikipedia page.
I just found it strange that he went over and got my receipt... from the other waiter. I thought that was an invasion of privacy.
But it's public.
Right. No, if he would have Googled it or whatever, fine. But the fact that he went and got the secure receipt that is supposed to be between me and the waiter.
It's not like a therapy appointment. Like,
what would really freak me out?
What if he went over and got my credit card to look at my credit card?
Then that's different. He was just trying to it's not like he went over.
You would have left your receipt on the table. You leave the receipt on your table when you leave. Just open, like, I'm leaving the receipt for whomever wants it. Anybody can grab it.
I always turn it upside down.
But it's still there. Okay, weird or nah, Amy?
Nah. Because I can tell you weird. Like, weird would be...
Is that
if
you?
No, I'm just thinking of a weird... What would be weird? And
if he licked your food before he took it out so he could be a part of you.
He worked at a business where somehow he had access to your address and then he mailed you a letter. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, this is
That's
not
That's getting
that,
into your personal
right,
space.
This isn't that weird. Like, he hasn't crossed the line yet.
Weird or nah?
So nah.
I'm going... Eddie?
My only thing is, what else could he have done?
But he didn't. What else could anybody do?
Well, all he told him was that he looked up his name.
And he didn't have to, by the way.
All right. I mean, I really, when it comes down to it, I say nah. No big deal.
Weird or nah? We got one nah. We got two nah. Morgan, number two?
I'm saying, yeah, it's weird. When I was a server, I would have never done that, even if I really wanted to. That just feels like a violation for me, personally, like morals. Ethics code kind of thing.
I would have looked at somebody's public receipt. I would have a big problem. I would say, nah, it's not weird.
Would you have told the person?
No,
about
that's
it?
Weird. The weird
that's
part is he
weird.
Told you about it.
Right, then it makes me feel uncomfortable.
The weird part is he was like, I got a story to tell you. Of every story he could have told. Because I'm going to tell you, as waiting tables, you get a lot of cool stories. You could have been like, well, but like, hey, guess who? Keith Urban came in. I thought that's the weird part. But yeah, sometimes we've had instances. I remember one time I'm at my house and on the door I hear just a loud, dominant boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, wow, whomever's at the door means business. So I walk over to the door and I had one of those openers where you can open up just to the face and see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like a peephole, but a large peephole. You can actually move the wood part of the door back. So I open it up and it's two people in suits. And I'm like, oh, yeah. What is happening? And they go and they drop their badges. They're like, open it. Like, they're like, hey, not the FBI, but they were the IRS. Have you ever heard the story, Morgan, too?
No.
I haven't told this one in a long time.
I think that they were the FBI.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, you're right. They were the FBI.
They were.
No. One was FBI, one was IRS. The first one was IRS.
Yeah.
So one FBI, one IRS. And the one that dropped the first was IRS. And they come into my house and they say, hey, we have some news for you and ask you some questions. And I'm going, okay. I just got pulled into an office like weeks earlier by the CIA for something else to happen. So I'm already a little on tilt. And they go, well, you have a listener that works for the CIA.
IRS.
Sorry, yeah, all the letters are messing me up right now. Thank you. Who works for the IRS, who has logged into all of your account stuff. Who knows who you are, found your, logged in, stole everything from your account. It was like looking through, we don't know if you're taking it. And she goes, and not only that, it didn't just happen to you, but because of you, she went to your girlfriend, at the time my girlfriend, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said maybe some other people too.
Went to mine.
Yeah, because we had FBI meetings too. Like agents, I lived in North Carolina at the time and agents contacted me.
They came to my house and I was like, because Bobby called and goes, hey, there may be two agents on the way to your house. I'm like, shut up. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, knock, knock, knock. And there they were. And I was like, oh my gosh.
So she worked for the IRS?
Yeah.
Yes. And she looked
not
at
the girl
stuff.
Who was at the door.
But the person who did it?
Yeah. And so she got into all of my stuff and then tracked them through me.
But she did not have, whatever she did, she did not have permission to be in that. So she got flagged from her computer. Luckily, they tracked this stuff. Like, she was in territory she shouldn't have been in, and it sent red flags throughout the company or the IRS or wherever she worked. And then eventually it led to an investigation, which they could see everybody she had searched, and it was basically anybody that was associated with Bobby at the time.
The Bobby tree was all infiltrated.
Did she get arrested?
Yeah.
So it's basically like the waiter.
No.
Not really.
Not yet. I mean, but God, that was such a, and the thing is when it happened, we all were like, oh my gosh, I know who that is.
Oh, we knew who it was.
We knew who it was. Cause like.
She had come to events.
What?
Oh, yeah. I knew it was immediately. They were like, well, they showed me pictures of her. I was like, oh, that's, I know her. She comes and stuff.
Yeah.
One time I'm at work and we're on the air and agents show up. This is prior. Cops. And our boss comes and goes, you got to get off the air. And I was on the air. And I was like, wait, what? They go, you get off the air right now. I'm going, all right, shut it down. It was during the show. They paper up a room with glass on the walls. It's funny, Morgan never tells any of these stories. Eddie, I don't know if you do either.
I don't know this one.
They take me into a room where they have papered the walls, and they go, have you threatened the president of the United States? And I start in my head going, oh, God, what did I say? I start thinking I said something stupid as a joke. I wouldn't do that, but I'm like, no, not at all. And they show me this thing that was written on the internet from me, supposedly. And it's pretty brutal toward President Obama. Wasn't me, obviously. But they didn't tell me that they knew it wasn't me for like 20 minutes as they were just, I mean, they were hitting me hard.
So like, they do did you that know? To you? They and they like, didn't know it was.
They knew it was. They had a feeling it wasn't me because they were like, do you know if this is you? We can send you to. And it was on and on and on. They were, I cracked. I admitted to a lot of things.
I'm surprised you didn't crack.
I admitted to a lot of things. It wasn't that. But
first 48, man.
at the end, they said, well, we didn't feel like it was you, but we had to come and exhaust every possibility.
So somebody like impersonated.
And then they
on
got
the
him.
Internet?
Yeah, then they went and got him. He was living in Round Rock, Texas, and he was on a message board writing.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Some of these stories just come back into my mind. We've had a lot of crap happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crap happened to me.
I had to move because listeners were sending pizzas to my house.
I mean, I got jumped by outside of the front of the building by someone who goes, Bobby, I had a gun in my head. I got my house broken into. So love this job.
It's a wild world.
Love our listeners.
Wild world.
One time I got an email from a listener with a Google image shot of my house. And this is right around the same time as the pizzas. And my husband was like, that's it. We're moving. Like, done with this. And then I got an email with a Google image snapshot. It was like, this is your house. I know where you live. And then at that point, too, I had gotten a letter in my mailbox from a neighbor. They said they were a neighbor. I don't know. But they put it up in my mailbox and listened to the show. And I was like.
The point is, what Lunchbox's waiter did, not that weird in comparison to the other stuff that's happened to us. So. Are you going back to the restaurant, yes or no?
No, I feel violated. I'm
which
out.
Place, which restaurant was it? Oh, you don't have to say it, but tell me.
Yeah, say it out loud.
Tell me. I want to know.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, Massachusetts police say one person died. 10 others have been hospitalized after breathing in toxic fumes from a cleaning product at Buffalo Wild Wings. In other news, Arctic Blast is set to send temperatures below 20 degrees across the East Midwest next week, with lows of 14 in Chicago, forecasters are saying. And finally, to help out those affected by the California wildfires, they are starting to get containment. Just go to redcross.org.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's dig down into Morgan number two's dating life. She's 26 years old. Been single for how long?
It's been about a year.
How do you like it?
I don't mind being single. I enjoy it. But I do want to share my life with somebody, so I'm not ready to date.
So what are you doing to fix that?
Well, I'm on dating apps.
How many dating apps?
There's three that I'm on. And I'm on them, and then I'll delete them, and I'll get back on them. And then I'm just always open for it. Like, when I go out in public, I make an intention to stay off my phone, so in case somebody, you know, may catch my eye or whatever, I try to make a point of doing that. So I'm very just open all the time.
Okay, so what does a guy have to do in order to get you to go on a first date?
Well, I mean, it's obvious that we both have to be attracted to each other. That's just a given. But besides that, it's really not hard. It's just kind of their personality, how it comes across after that. You know, like, are they funny? Are they interested? But the biggest thing is, like, them putting in the effort. So if I hit on a guy, though, like, if I, you know, DM a guy, or if I go after them first and I make that move and then they never pursue it, then I just give up because, like, I've already tried. So I guess just, like, being consistent and actually wanting to go on the date.
For a first date.
Yeah.
They can't just be like, hey, it's a fun conversation. Let's go on a date.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But that just doesn't happen very often. So.
And when you say hit on, this is always a weird, touchy term for me. Because hit on to me feels like when someone goes, hey, you hit on her, that feels creepy. Is hit on a creepy term to you?
I mean, maybe it is.
Define hit on, though, because...
I mean, I guess it's more of a hit on if you're like, hey, like, you're attractive, I want to go out with you. I guess if it's more of like a kind of a friend way of like, hey, we should grab dinner sometime, maybe it's not a hit on.
Okay,
maybe
but
hit on if you're like commenting on
hey,
what
I
they
like,
look like.
I love your eyes.
But hit on in general just to you is not a negative term.
No, okay. I don't take it that way.
It, to me, it feels like, because one time, it's been a while now, this girl was like, yeah, Bobby hit on me. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't hit on anybody. But it's like dating. It's all defined differently.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess you could take hit on as maybe a little more aggressive.
And so what are people telling you?
Everybody's telling me to stop looking for love and it'll just find me. And maybe that used to be the thing, you know, like when my parents were dating or whatever. But that's just not the culture anymore. I don't feel like, because people have so many options. They can go to Instagram. They can go to dating apps. They can find it in real life. People are looking all the time now. So I feel like stopping looking doesn't really work either.
I never understood the philosophy of just stop looking and it'll happen.
Really?
Nothing happens if you just stop. Nothing happens.
Oh, love does.
No, it doesn't. It's going to happen regardless if you're looking or not looking. Like, you stopping isn't going to do anything positive.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, but you did notice you said either if you do it or not, it's still going to happen
either way.
So that's important. Either way you do
it. If you believe in that.
Yes, correct.
If you believe in some sort of destiny, I do not.
Right.
I believe that you have to go out and work for everything that you get. I don't even really believe in luck so much. I believe the little things affect luck. So my theory is completely different anyway. I don't believe things are destined to happen. So I don't believe that you can just chill and let it happen. If you're someone who believes in that, though, maybe that. Do you believe in that? That things are just going to happen, how they're going to happen regardless?
I used to. That used to be a thing for me. But as I've gotten older, I just don't see that happening. You know, when I sit at home for the whole weekend, I'm not meeting anybody.
Don't do anything, they'll come to your door,
that's
apparently.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? A salesman did come to my door, and that still didn't happen
exactly.
For me. So,
well, so you're at the frustration point of...
I don't even know what to do. I'm putting myself out there, and sometimes I don't put myself out there, so I don't know what to do anymore. I'm just kind of... I guess existing.
You can switch up your way of meeting people, meaning you could, it's not doing nothing, but it's just doing different things. Like you could volunteer, you could get in a group of friends and play sports. So again, people would say that as though you've quit looking, but no, you've actually just taken that energy and put it somewhere else. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you can just expect the same result over and over again. If you only stand dating apps and go to Aldine's Bar, all you're going to get is the same thing over and over again.
This is true. I have thought about volunteering.
It doesn't have to be that. It can be whatever. It can be
cooking classes.
It can be a different route to go running. It could be going to a gym at a different hour. Just in general.
How do you like go up to people though?
Don't ask me. I'm the worst. I'm going to tell you how. Are you ready? I have it figured out now. You get on Instagram and you send them a message and you go, "Hey, was looking at your profile. We have X in common. How is it going?" That's it. I talk to anybody. So,
but you don't do that in person?
God, no. Nobody wants me to walk up to them. No, never. I don't give up in the hopes that it'll find me. Sometimes I just give up because I'm tired.
That's how I feel a lot. It's so exhausting trying to date and to find something.
I also am at the point now where I'm going, maybe I'm just not supposed to be with anybody.
Well, that's you just, okay. I mean, maybe you're not, but you can't have that attitude.
I can have whatever attitude I want. This is America. I love America. America, you can have whatever attitude you want.
Okay.
But I don't believe in that, just stop working and things will happen. I don't believe in it. So I don't know where your heart falls, but I say you keep working toward it. You can change how you work. You can work in different ways. Otherwise, you keep doing the same thing and you get the same results over and over again.
That's true. But then it goes back to what you said. I'm just exhausted. And then I have to do more things to find somebody. Are you kidding me?
A lot of it, what I found, a lot of the work that you have to do isn't even on that situation. It's on yourself. And that's what I've been trying to do. I've been putting a lot of work back into me. Because then I think if I'm a little tink, 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 tink it out, it's easy for me to actually go out and find something. So I'm in therapy so much right now.
It'll pay off.
So that's the work maybe for you. And you're going to therapy?
She goes to therapy, yeah. I mean, she's putting in the work.
I'm not saying she's not putting in the work. I'm saying that maybe that's the work right now, and then once you work a bit more, it'll be easier. I'm not saying she's not working over there.
Oh, I know. I was just reiterating that she's
No, you
working.
Were yelling
you said,
at
that's
me
why I'm going to therapy. I was not yelling at you aggressively.
Guys, aggressive?
Aggressive.
Thank you.
Oh, what?
Maybe.
So rude.
All right, hang in there, Morgan, number two. When's the last time you went on a date?
Oh, man, I don't even know. That's, yeah.
I'll send some your way, Morgan, number two. Don't worry.
From
probably
where?
A few months. I mean, it's been a while.
That's not true.
No, because the dentist
guy.
So probably a month. 1 month.
Okay, fine. A week.
And do you get DMs a lot from random people?
I was for a while. It kind of stalls and then, yeah, whatever. It goes back. But
well, just put on your Instagram. You're open for business.
Well, I wouldn't say you're like weird. A tackle and bait shop.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, I just say.
Yeah.
Just keep at it.
Okay, well.
Take a break if you need to. But don't believe that anything in your life is going to happen differently for you if you stop working. That's not how life works. And anything. Job, family, dating. Nothing in life goes, well, I'm just going to stop and it'll work.
Well, when everybody keeps telling me to stop looking, I'm going to reference you.
Great.
You're my new reference.
Be like, he hasn't stopped. Look how good he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're taking advice from the worst dater in the world.
All right, there you go. Thank you, guys. This is the Bobby Bones Show. There he is, Steve Mokler. There he is. What up, buddy?
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
How are you?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I wanted to bring you on and talk a little bit about this tour that you're doing and play some of your new music. Kind of explain to me and to our audience what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so we're on a tour. It's called the Hometowns and Campgrounds Tour. And this is Gracie and I's fifth year doing it. And started 5 years ago. We just got an old camper and put an announcement video, said, hey, we're going on a trip, and said, if anyone wants to host us for the night and we'll play a concert for you, send us an offer, send us an invitation. And then we sorted through all those and we ended up going on a big adventure. We thought it might be a 7-day tour the first year, and it turned into 5 years of fun adventures.
So what's the smallest show you've ever played?
Oh, man. I think on the first tour, we played at this guy's hunting lodge in Minnesota. And I mean, when I say hunting lodge, it was a shed, really. It was a one-room deal, and it was really cold, and I think 8 people showed up.
And tell me a little bit about this song called Push, because that's the one I'm going to play.
Man, thank you so much. You know, I've written a lot of love songs about falling in love, and this is the kind of song that, you know, coming in seven years of marriage, it's about staying in love and fighting for the person you love and having each other's backs. So it's really close to my heart. It's kind of a song that comes out of those like late night conversations, just you know, fighting each other's battles.
It is the first song off the upcoming album called Blue Jeans, which comes out in January. This is Steve Mokler, and here is his song called Push. Steve, good to talk to you, bud.
Great to talk to you too, Bobby. Thanks so much.
See you, Steve.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini dropped a new song after teasing it all week with photos. It's called Club. I don't want to go to the club. CMAs are planning an all-female opening number led by hosts Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton. It will all go down next Wednesday on ABC. Alan Jackson announced a tour for 2020, and it will kick off January 10th in Ohio. And Kane Brown also announced his worldwide beautiful tour with special guests Russell Dickerson and Chris Lane. Luke Combs has a new album out today. It's called What You See Is What You Get. Here's his collab with Eric Church off of it called Does to Me. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
89-year-old Carl Marshall has lived in this town since 1941. He was a park ranger. Well, a year ago, he had to move out of his house, and he's been living with friends because it just, I guess, fell apart. You know, little thing here, little thing there. Next thing you know, it's unlivable. He's so loved in the community, though, they got together, donated materials, cash, and the whole community went and fixed up his house, and Carl can move back in for his birthday.
That's crazy.
Love it.
Your whole town comes together for you. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A 31-year-old man's driving down the road, and he felt like the car cut him off. So he pulls up next to him, honks, starts screaming, and he doesn't get the reaction he wants. Doesn't intimidate him enough. Mm-hmm. So what's he do? Reach under the seat and points a gun at him. Only problem is a car full of undercover officers.
Oh, man.
No, they were in plain clothes, pulled him over, and arrested him.
Yeah, and you probably get some real jail time for that.
Yeah, he's facing possession of a firearm and menacing. I don't know what that means, but he's held on $25,000 bond.
My friend Dennis got that.
Dennis.
Two bones.
What?
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're going to play a music game. Me, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie are all playing. Raymundo, how does the game work?
It is country songs. We put a bleep in there for the number, and you're going to tell us what that number is.
Okay, so is there an example song?
Yeah, if you want one.
All right, here we go.
It was the...
Oh, my gosh.
It's an example, though. Yeah.
First could be hard.
14th.
13th.
I don't know. What would it be?
It was the 14th of October and the t-shirt.
Okay, no point. But
this is going to be tough, guys.
But it gives me hope that I'm good at this.
Okay, all right.
That's what the examples always do. Oh. They always make you feel good, and then they play the real game, and it's like impossible. It's so, like, we waste the good ones on the example.
The easy one.
I didn't know that one, if I'm being honest.
See?
Okay, let's play the number. The number's bleeped out in the country song. What is this country song, Raymundo, that we're doing next?
This one is Eric Church, Springsteen.
All right, here we go.
I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go.
I'm in for the win.
Pretty good. Yeah, I think about 17.
17.
Yeah.
17, guys.
It's 17.
I think about 17. Good. I think about my old G.
All right. Let's go with the next one up.
This morning I got up and I walked out.
What?
Oh,
I mean, I know.
Play
I feel
that
like,
again.
I feel what? Like Dirk's has said he wakes up at like 5.
This morning I got up
and I'm in.
I walked out and saw the rising sun and I drank it in.
Think about it. The sun's got to be rising.
No. That's not what I'm thinking about, though.
What are you thinking about?
One more time, Raymundo.
This morning I got up
and
I walked out and saw the rising sun and I drank it in.
I think I have it. And when I tell you how I figured it out, you guys will go, oh.
All right.
If I got it right. Amy.
6 a.m.
No.
What? No, it is.
You're close, but it's not.
What is it?
Hold on. Lunchbox.
Amy, you're close. It's 7.
I'm going with my heart. For some reason, I heard 3 a.m.
Okay,
but
guys,
the sun doesn't rise at 3 a.m.
You're missing it. Listen to the rhyme, okay? This morning, I got up a bun, da-da-da, the rising sun.
Well, what?
So it has to be something 01.
Oh, it was like 601.
I think it's 601.
Oh, my
gosh. Because 7's already going to be up.
Why would Dirks do that to us?
But the rhyme
he didn't
is...
wake up at 601.
Nobody wakes up at 601.
That's a bad lyric.
Play it.
Got up at 601.
Oh! I thought he said
it was just a rhyme that got me.
Because he could go 6 a.m.
No, he did it.
And the rising sun.
Woke up at 3 a.m.
I didn't know that. I just had a context clue that one.
Okay, well, I was close.
We just got to be honest.
All right, next up.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing, and he was
I'm in.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Oh, Lunchbox is struggling.
There's one of two options.
Is there?
I think like,
there's a lot of ages.
Yeah, I think you get a lot of numbers. All right.
All right, I'm in for the win.
Amy?
8.
I have 8. Lunchbox?
Who, 8?
Eddie?
8 years old.
He was 8 years
oh
old.
Oh, my gosh.
It was right. 8 or 6.
2 more. Okay, next one up.
She swore they were a waste of time on, but she was wrong. I was calling her on the radio station.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I've thought very hard about this before.
We've just had this conversation that this is not a caller
correct
that radio stations normally take.
Correct.
Okay.
You remember the number, Bones?
Yeah, I think so. Amy?
5.
Lunchbox?
9.
A number 9
that people take, and it's why I didn't pick 9. It was either going to be 9 or 5, and retake 9 sometimes. I don't think it's 9.
Caller number 9.
I think it's 5. I'm with Amy. I think it's 5.
I thought it was 9.
Go
I
ahead.
Thought we made 5.
I was caller number 5 on the radio.
Nice job.
Yeah, because, we do caller 9 a lot. I don't think I've ever said caller 5.
Okay, one more to go. By the way, we're bleeping out the numbers in country songs. Here we go.
You say you'll be down and the smell of your perfume.
Easy. I'm in.
That was easy. I'm in for the win.
Amy?
5.
5.
Eddie?
Down in 5.
I have 5 too.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell
did
of
you win?
By the way, it is a Mike D special. This is a Mike D special. He's fun at these games.
It's a good game.
The score is Lunchbox 3, Eddie 3 in last place.
What up, Eddie?
Amy 4, and then I'm the winner with 5. You know what I say? You're...
You're unbelievable.
Oh! Thank you. That's fun, huh?
That's a fun game.
Yeah.
Whenever I play that game, I get like a lot of feelings and mostly... You know what I feel like? I feel like...
You're unbelievable. Oh!
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, I do love Fun Fact Friday. Go ahead, number one.
So Trader Joe's hides a stuffed animal in most of its stores. If your child finds it, they get a prize. A Trader Joe's employee revealed this on Reddit, and a PR director of Trader Joe's confirmed that it's definitely a thing. Who knew?
By the way, 2 things. One, that's really cool. Had no idea. Now that it's a story, people will start looking for the Easter egg in Trader Joe's, which is a stuffed animal.
Yeah, and at Trader Joe's, they have those little baskets for kids. Like, they have the adult size shopping carts, and then they have little miniature ones for kids, which is cute and awesome and all, but it's also, like, a hot mess with, like, Stevenson always wants one, and he's, like, trying to drive it around and ram it, and I have to, like, keep him under control. They're very kid-friendly there. I like it. But you also have to be prepared for a kid to ram into the back of you.
Okay. A follow-up to that is, what's the stuffed animal? Can someone else take a stuffed animal, hide it, and act like that it's a Trader Joe? Like, unless they start identifying exactly what the stuffed animal is, this could also go haywire.
Okay.
My other thing is, I've never been to Trader Joe's.
Never.
So I think like some of our audience who Trader Joe's, I believe, is a regional grocery store.
It is, but it's growing. But I see where, yeah, definitely some of our people don't have it.
Never been to Trader Joe's myself. What was the regional store that you grew up around? Because for me, I'll throw a couple at you. Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Love the pig. Safeway. Not even sure if that exists anymore. At least where I am, the old Safeways are just something else. Food for Less. Those were the ones where I grew up in Arkansas. You?
H-E-B all the way, through and through.
Any other regional ones?
Apple Tree, but I don't know if that's still around.
Oh, I remember Apple Tree.
But,
yeah,
but even,
Apple Tree.
Even, I don't even know why my mom sometimes would have to go to Apple Tree, because we would always go to HEB. It would have to be maybe they're out of something or we were just driving by the Apple Tree.
What about South Texas?
We had Valley Mart down in the very tip of South Texas, and that was very regional because it was only in the valley. It's called Valley Mart.
So we're covering our base there. Mike and Eddie are from, well, no, Mike, you're not from South Texas. It's a different part of Texas. Lunchbox and Amy are from Austin. Morgan, number two, you're from Kansas. What were yours?
Yeah, one of them was Dillon's, which is basically the other version of Kroger. So it's just
Kroger was
one
too. Kroger's all over where we live too, by the way. So Dillon's, Raymundo, Michigan, what was yours?
It was a small town. It was Larry's. It's probably just one store.
Literally a guy named Larry owned it.
I think his name was Larry.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. I did see a Piggly Wiggly the other night, a really small one on the east side of town. It's over near where Amy lives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, what else you got?
So working military dogs are non-commissioned officers, and they're always one rank above their human handlers. I didn't know that. That's so cool. And it made me think of when we lost President George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr., and his dog at his funeral laying by him. But, I mean, yeah, that dog, I don't know. Did he rank higher than the president?
I don't know if there's higher.
But he's the president of dogs, so that would be cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the first dog. Okay, so speaking of presidents, before he became president, Abraham Lincoln was a wrestling champion. He fought in nearly 300 matches and lost only one.
What?
Yeah, UFC won. He fought Ken Shamrock.
That means he won 299 matches.
Was it a hold? How did he win?
Yeah, yeah, he tapped out.
Tapped out.
All right, give me a story, Amy.
Well, I have one more fun fact. It's so good. It's on a high note. Jim Cummings is the voice of Winnie the Pooh, and he calls sick kids in hospitals and chats with them in character.
Oh, that's
hey,
cool.
Kids. It's me, Pooh. It's Pooh.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, what else?
Okay, so moving on to the stories. Instagram is contributing to a rise in yoga-related injuries, and here's what's happening. Like, teachers are wanting to do moves that look really cool.
Yoga teachers are.
Yoga teachers. Yeah. They're trying out different moves in class that look cool on Instagram. So then students are therefore also following this trend and for posting in social media. And it's just leading to all kinds of issues because your body may not be able to do exactly. It takes a lot of training to get to do certain poses. And then boom, you're trying to up your game for the gram. And you get hurt.
How do you feel about people calling you the gram?
I just did it.
I know, but how do you feel about that?
I felt a little like, why did I just say that? But I went with it.
I wasn't judging you. I just wonder how we feel about people calling it, if they're going to do something for the gram.
Well, tell me now so I know if I need to not ever do that again.
I'm torn.
I did it for
the
gram. Because
I felt like you weren't doing it to be super cool. I'm torn.
I was saying it almost because it's like people were doing it to impress on Instagram, and I feel like you're doing it for the gram when you did that. I felt like it went with the story.
Morgan, number two, how do you feel about it when people call it the gram?
I say it.
Oh,
but it's only in certain situations where it's like kind of trendy.
Like that one?
Yeah. Like most of the time I'll refer to it as Instagram, but in a certain situation I'll be like, oh yeah, I was on the gram, like really casually throw it in there.
Okay, so as long as you're not shouting about the gram.
Not like
okay.
Every day. Yeah. Like, oh, I just posted the gram.
Okay. I'm also torn on it. I'm like 51-49 no, but I can be shifted. Okay, what else?
So meditation rooms are becoming more and more popular at work. Like offices like Apple, Google, HBO, Nike, they're offering employees meditation spaces and even classes free of charge while employees are at work. They can take time to go. It's almost like instead of a smoke break, you get your meditation break. But overall, they see it makes people happier, healthier, more creative. There's less stress.
And if there's a clarity that does help you be more productive, I do see where it's an investment for them as well. I think that's fantastic. It's like places putting in gyms.
Yeah.
Wish we had a gym here.
Put one in.
And I'm putting my gym here. I barely have an office.
What? You like own gyms. Put one here.
You can touch all the walls in my office just by reaching out. Amy, is that what's up?
Yes, that is my pile. That's
I will say this, too. I did watch the first episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
And it was with Captain Marvel. It's good.
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson. I've already seen my episode, and obviously I'm a little biased because I love Bear Grylls. Just being able to meet him and hang out, just fantastic. But the episode was really good. And just watching that channel, too, is fantastic. I mean, I haven't spent a whole lot of time over there unless that's a show I want to go watch and never just, like, sit on Nat Geo.
Nat Geo, okay.
But the shows are so, like, high quality. Like shows, there aren't any housewives fighting. I like that. Yeah. It's not those kind of shows. It's really great. So I did watch that first episode. A lot of people were asking me if I'd seen it. And Nat Geo is also going to Disney Plus too. So pretty cool. My episode will be in January. And I said it in that tone, in a weird tone, so you would listen. It will be in January.
January what again?
I don't know the date exactly. If you want to see it,
I'll
send
it
to you.
We don't know the exact date, but
do you want me to send you the link?
We know.
You want to watch it, Amy?
Y'all watched it on the bus at St. Jude, or Bobby was, or something, but I wanted to peek, but I was giving you your space.
Okay, I'll send you the link. All right, okay. There you go. That's Amy's pile. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so this idea is genius, and maybe others that work at hospitals might be like, oh, we could do this too, because there's this group of nurses at Tampa General Hospital, and they are making sleeping bags for the homeless out of sterile wrap used to protect surgical instruments. Mm. Now, the great part about this is this sterile wrap conserves heat and is waterproof, and they're making it into sleeping bags for the homeless. Like, and that's great, especially during the winter or colder months or when it's raining. The fact that these are waterproof and conserve heat, I just love it. And yeah. So far they've made 100 sleeping bags, and they hope to collect more of the stuff, whip up a few more. It's a group of nurses that just got together. So if you can do this at your hospital, that would be fun.
Yeah, good on them. I'm looking at a picture of it now. It looks like they're explaining it to some dumb man who doesn't get it. The picture is them, the three nurses, like, look, guy. And he's like, I don't get it. I'm a dumb man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story. Nice.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Right over to Amy for the morning corny. Let's do it.
The morning corny.
How did the pilgrims bring their cows to America?
Okay, in Thanksgiving fashion, how did the pilgrims bring their cows to America?
On the Moonflower.
You get it?
Get it.
Mayflower?
Moonflower.
Did they bring cows though for real?
Who knows?
That's not
it's
the
a
point.
Joke. Okay. Like, come on.
That was the morning corny.
Do you think I can say what award I'm presenting yet?
You already have.
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Because
they don't know. I know I get lost too, because we talk about everything on the air, it feels like, and sometimes I forget.
Do they tell you, like, hey, don't say this? Or...
No, but I don't know really the rules.
Okay.
But I'll say this. The award I'm presenting rhymes with Schmalbum of the Year.
Oh, I don't.
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Wish I could rhyme.
And I still don't know what you're talking about.
Then I would know what it is.
Yeah, but... yeah. For you non-rhymers. Yeah, it sucks for you. So, one of the guys up for Schmalbum of the Year, and one of the guys up for Entertainer of the Year, both, is Eric Church. Now, we weren't able to get Eric on the show today, but we were able to get Derek Church, who's his long-lost brother. Have you met Derek Church before?
I know of him, but I don't know that I've met him in person.
Yeah, give me some Eric Church in case our listeners aren't familiar with the Chief.
You learn the hard way, summer.
Derek Church is here, Eric's long-lost brother. They're coming up next week. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Oh, you sound just like your brother.
Well, yeah. we're brothers.
How do you feel about Eric being up for Entertainer of the Year?
Well, man, life ain't about awards, you know. Eric does it for the art. He's always been the Chief in my heart, you know what I mean?
And you're okay with... You being the long-lost brother while he's out in front?
Sure, I mean, I'm the brains behind the family.
If he's the Chief, what are you?
I'm the Indian.
All right. Will you walk the red carpet with him?
Nah, man, I don't do red carpets.
Oh.
Nah, they make you take your shades off. And
you don't want to be... What? You're cool. You don't want to take your shades off.
No, I got bad cataracts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. What will you wear to the awards?
The usual ball cap, you know, shades, favorite t-shirt, says keep on trucking.
Oh.
A necklace with a baby shark tooth on it.
Oh, okay. Derek Church is on, Eric's long lost brother. You wear a baby shark tooth? Like the animal?
No, like the YouTube song.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
How'd that go?
Baby shark tooth tooth tooth.
Oh.
Baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, we don't hear a lot about you. Are you a songwriter? Have you written any songs with your brother Eric Church?
That's right, I'm a songwriter.
Oh,
yeah, I wrote the Woes and Springsteen.
Oh, that's what you wrote.
Yeah, I sure did.
How did those go? You're sitting in a room, and what do you kind of pitch out in the room?
Well, what happened was I stubbed my toe on a coffee table in the recording studio, and I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." And the next thing you know, we had the whole song. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So that was from you.
That's right. And Eric said, I love that.
So you hurt your foot and you went, whoa, whoa. And they captured that.
Right.
Wow.
They wanted me to record it, but I said, no, Eric, go ahead and do that.
Isn't it funny how we talk about behind the song and these great stories come out?
No.
Do you have an Instagram?
No, man. I stopped doing that stuff a long time ago.
An Instagram?
Yeah, I don't do that stuff. What are you talking about?
Instagram.
Oh, the picture thingy?
Social media.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No. Sorry about that.
You don't. Oh.
No, sorry about that. Sorry, I thought you meant something else. No, man. Never,
like, you know, where you post your pictures online?
No, sir. I've never taken a picture in my life.
Oh.
No. Cameras, they rob you of your soul, you know?
What?
I think Derek's been smoking something. Derek Church is here. If people want to find you, I know you got to go. You got a lot to do. Your brother's up for Entertainer of the Year, so we got to let you get out of here. If people want to follow you, how do they find you?
You can add me to LinkedIn.
Yeah. That's same as LinkedIn?
Well, whatever. You know.
Are you looking for a job over there?
You need a job. You need me to work. I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Derek, good talk to you, bud.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. There he is, Derek Church.
There he is.
Eric Church's long-lost brother. Wow. Wow. We really get him over here. Wow. There he is. It's time for the game that we've all been waiting for. Let's play Battle for the CMA.
Yeah.
Eddie and Morgan, number one, are both... Oh, you're clapping already,
for
Eddie.
For myself.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, clap for our competitors. Eddie and Morgan, number one, are both standing on the stage. Now, just a quick recap as to what happened. Morgan, number one, no longer works on the show. She works with me over in a different part of my world. Eddie still works with me on this show.
Correct.
And so, but as we were putting in our submission for the CMA, Eddie tells Morgan, number one, if we win, you can have my trophy.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to win, one. And two, I thought it was kind of a nice thing to say for her.
But you didn't mean it?
I mean, I honestly didn't think we were going to win.
Okay, so we won the CMA for best show ever, right? And so we win, and then Eddie goes, you know, I don't want to give it to Morgan, number one, anymore. Now, Morgan, number one, when he said that, how did you feel?
I was kind of shocked because I thought Eddie was a man of his word, but apparently not.
And he said it twice, right?
He told me two times he was going to give me the trophy, but hey, if you can sleep at night.
So we have the trophy in the studio. Whomever wins this competition gets to keep the trophy. Let's play Battle for the CMA!
Yeah!
Now, there are three rounds here. There's a talent round. You'll each have 15 seconds to perform your best talent. We will be the judges. There is a pop quiz. You will each have to answer the same questions about pop culture and current events. And finally, an award speech. You each have to give your best 30-second acceptance speech as if you were accepting that award on television. Whoever wins two out of three rounds is the rightful owner and winner of that CMA trophy. How do you feel, Eddie?
I feel great, man. Talent, easy. Pop quiz, easy. Acceptance speech, I was born to do this.
Morgan, number one, how do you feel? You're back in the studio. You haven't been here in a while.
I've not been here in a while. I'm a little rusty in the radio world, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I feel like I prepared. So hopefully that shows today.
Okay. I'm going to write down a number between 1 and 10. Morgan, number two, since you're the guest, you can pick first. Go ahead.
Morgan, number one.
Number one, sorry. Thank you.
7.
Eddie, pick a number.
2.
The number is 4. Eddie, you get to choose if you want to go first or second.
I will go first.
Okay, so. You can leave, Morgan. It's for the talent. We're going to leave everybody
in. No, I can stay.
Okay, we'll leave you in here for the talent. You can stay in. Our judges are me, Amy, Lunchbox, Morgan number two, and Raymundo.
Yeah!
Okay, so.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll put up numbers.
Okay.
Eddie, you have 15 seconds to perform your best talent. When you start, that's when the timer starts.
Okay.
And we'll run the timer really low. What is your talent, by the way?
Impersonations.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You thought I would do music. I'm not going to do music. I'm going to do impersonations. I love the voices that I do. I'm very confident in how well I do them, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Whenever you start, the timer starts.
First one, Forrest Gump. Ready? Go. From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running. When I had to eat, I ate. When I got tired, I slept. And when I had to go, well, I went.
All right. Okay. There's my Luke Bryan. Here comes my Luke Bryan. Hey, y'all. I got that real good. Feel good.
Time.
Oh, my God. I only got two in.
You only had 15 seconds.
Oh, my. I wasted too much time on Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Okay, judges, write down your answer. Your score, 1 through 10.
I messed that up.
Oh.
I was really confident going into that.
Amy, you have your answer written down? Okay. I'll go first. Eddie, I give you a 6.
Oh, that's good. That's above 5. Okay. All right.
Amy?
I give him 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, Lunchbox?
I gave him a 7. I thought he sounded just like Forrest Gump.
Thanks, Lunchbox.
Morgan, number 2?
I'm going to go with 6.
Raymundo?
Yeah, I did 6. We've heard him before. He still did him very well, though.
Okay. Total cumulative score of 30.
Yeah!
There he is on his talent. Yes.
What other impersonations did you have? Just Forrest Gump?
I had my Goofy, of course. Gosh.
But how many did you think you were going to get through?
In 15 seconds.
That's what I wondered.
And then I had
you did
Bert
13
Ernie.
Seconds of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I kind
of
messed that up.
You should have done a montage. Like, I gave you 5 because you spent too much time on Forrest Gump. Like, you did like 4.
Well, that was my strongest. I thought Forrest would be my strongest, but I didn't have time to do the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay, there he is.
I also had Florida Georgia
Line,
too.
A total score of 30, Eddie.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Eddie, walk off the stage, please.
Thank you.
Walking up to the microphone to perform her talent, former producer of the show, Morgan number 1. She has a jacket, and she's pulling something out of the jacket in a case. It's in a blue case. She's now opening the case. What is this?
This is a xylophone.
You're going to play a xylophone?
A little bit of one, yeah.
Okay. And so, can we hear it just for a second?
Yeah.
It's a blue, looks like a toy, but it looks like a real... Wow! Raymundo, we won't need to play any music under her since she's playing music. Morgan number 2, when you start...
Morgan number 1.
Sorry, you're not on the show anymore. I'm so used to saying Morgan number 2. Morgan number 1, when you start, we will start the clock. Right, go ahead.
Okay.
Time. I know what song that was.
Yeah, that's dun, 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 dun,
it was White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Yeah.
Hey, that was really good.
For those listening again, it's not part of your talent. Everybody write your score down. It won't affect your talent, your score. Play the beginning of that again because it goes. Bum, 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 bum. Do it again.
Hold on.
Yeah, good. Okay, do you play xylophone or did you learn that just for this?
Started yesterday.
That's funny. Okay. Let me write my score. Amy.
7.
Oh my goodness.
I go.
Down, Eddie.
I go 7.
Wow.
Yeah. At Lunchbox?
I went 5. I thought you started strong, but towards the end, you were missing the keys, I felt like.
Morgan, number 2?
I'm going with 7 because you just learned it just now.
And completely original talent. Raymundo?
5. Started so strong, but at the end, what was that garbage?
Yes.
Mike
Thank
D,
you, Ray.
Cumulative score of?
31.
31! Oh! First round victory for Morgan, number 1. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, the battle for the CMA. If you're just turning the radio on, Eddie, our video producer, and Morgan, number 1, our old producer who doesn't work here anymore, they're battling out for the CMA that Eddie promised her if we won, he would give her his trophy, and then he pulled back twice. Yeah. So they're just competing for the actual trophy today. We did the talent part of the show where Eddie sloppily did 15 seconds of Forrest Gump.
I had it planned differently in my head. It just didn't come out the way I thought it would.
And you lost to Morgan, number 1, who performed the White Stripes on xylophone. So congratulations.
Crushed it.
Crushed it, yes. That being said, we're now to the second round. This is the pop quiz part of the show.
Yeah.
Where, Eddie, you went first last time.
Okay.
So you will go second this time. So you...
Leave the room?
You need to leave the room.
You got it.
So you'll get the same trivia questions. You'll each have to answer questions about pop culture and current events. You have the same 5 questions. The other one is an isolation booth. Best with the most answers wins. How you feel about trivia, Morgan, number 1?
Feel pretty good. Can we make sure he definitely can't hear?
Raymundo, let me know that he's
Hillary has him isolated.
All right, good. You have 5 questions. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Question ready number one, the category is music.
Okay.
What country artist recently had a baby named Kingsley Rose?
Kane Brown. Boom.
Correct. Ooh, she throws her hand in the air with a boom. Question number two. What movie became the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time this year?
It?
She says
chapter
it's
two?
It chapter two? No.
Ugh.
Sorry, it's the Joker. Have you seen the Joker yet? The new Joker?
I have not.
Okay. Who is the current Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi?
Correct. That is 2 right. You have 2 questions left. The Morning Show, starring Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, is currently streaming on what platform?
Apple TV.
Correct. Finally.
Come on, Morgan. Number one.
You talking to yourself here?
Yep.
Name all of the country artists who are hosting the CMA Awards this year.
Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Correct.
Boom.
4 out of 5. Nice job. You can bring Eddie in. Morgan, number one, have a seat. You can stay in while he answers. Here he comes from isolation. He sits over and edits the videos. He has a trophy that if he loses, he has to give it to Morgan, number one. There he is. Producer Eddie's back in the room.
All right, let's do this.
We're not going to tell you how many she got wrong, all right?
Okay.
You have 5 questions. Ready?
Ready.
First category is music. What country artist recently had a baby named Kingsley Rose?
That's Kane Brown.
Correct. Who is the current Speaker of the House?
That's Nancy Pelosi.
Correct. What movie became the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time?
Ooh, Basic Instinct. It's a good one.
Wait. Did you ask it again? But
what movie became the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time?
R-rated.
What's your problem with my
question? Oh, okay. I didn't know if you asked it differently.
It's not Basic Instinct?
It's The Joker.
Oh, my bad.
How did I ask it differently?
What movie just became? Or this year or something? Was that included?
What movie became? Still,
Eddie's thinking back, way back.
The greatest R movies of all time.
I don't know.
Eddie, The Morning Show, starring Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, is streaming on what platform?
Apple TV.
Correct. Now, wow. I'm going to tell you, she got 4 out of 5. You have to get this one right to stay in.
Okay.
Name all the country artists who are hosting the CMAs this year.
Ooh, all of them? Every single one?
Name all of the country artists who are hosting the CMAs this year.
Carrie Underwood. And Carrie Underwood. And Carrie Underwood.
Wow! He doesn't know? You don't know?
It's not just Carrie Underwood?
It's Carrie, Dolly, and Reba.
Oh, no! Did I lose this one?
Yes.
I did. Dang it. I love the CMAs, too.
You don't deserve the award. You don't even know who's hosting. Wow.
Are you sure? They're just presenting, right?
No, it's
They're
all three
hosting.
Of them.
Oh, all three of them.
Trifecta.
Well, Eddie.
I mean, is that it?
I'm sorry. You just
lost.
Should
we do the third thing just for fun?
The third what?
Then we have 3 categories just in case.
I mean, I can't win.
I know, but just for fun.
Can it be worth, like, triple points?
You can do yours, and we'll see if we should put you back in the competition.
Okay.
All right, you have 30 seconds to do your speech. Go ahead, Eddie.
Woo! Wow. I didn't expect to win this today. Thank you so much. First off, thank you to the CMA. Man, love you so much. God, the man upstairs, thank you. Bobby, I have to thank Bobby Bones. Man, without you, none of us would be here today. Thank you so much for believing in me. Amy, it's an honor every day to sit in the same room with you. You're such an inspiration to me with your kiddos and everything you do. Lunchbox, thank you for sucking at all the games, making me look good every day. Morgan, number two, you're a great web girl.
Time.
Raymundo, we love you, dude. We love you. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Okay. Okay, that's your 30-second speech.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, did you think it was any good?
He didn't even think his wife and kids.
Dang, I didn't think about that. I ran out of time. I even had a good quote.
It was the same thing with your 15-second.
What's your quote?
My quote at the end was going to be funny. I'm going to leave you all with a good quote. Ask not what your country music can do for you, but what you can do for your country music. Thank you very much.
I mean, you should have led with that.
I didn't even get to that.
How do you run out of time on everything that you do? This is his problem with his wife.
Because he doesn't understand. I see it now. He has no concept of time.
Well, let's let our champion, Morgan number one, give her final 30-second speech.
And this is you holding up your real award.
And you won the competition. You won this today.
This is crazy.
So, okay, here she goes. 30 seconds whenever she starts.
If you would have told 12-year-old Morgan that she'd be accepting this trophy.
Start over.
Start over.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you would have told 12-year-old Morgan she'd be accepting this award today, she wouldn't have believed it. You know, I grew up watching the CMAs from my couch in my small hometown in Milan, Tennessee. And even though Nashville is just a couple hours up the interstate, it felt like a completely different world to me, one that I'd only ever get to see through a TV screen. So I really want to dedicate this to the kids out there listening that have a dream that they feel like they can't reach because of where they're from. I'm proof that that's not true. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Woo! In 28 seconds, too, Eddie. Now, Eddie,
She's hugging you.
You lost the competition. You have to give her your CMA award, the big glass trophy you promised.
All right. I mean, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to have to do what I said I would do.
This is the third time you've said it.
Morgan number one, congratulations.
There she is.
Here's your
trophy.
CMA.
Wow.
There she is. You're a good man, Eddie.
Thank you, everyone. And
it
remember, ask not what your country music can do for you, but what you can do for your country music.
There she is, our champion, Morgan number one. Woo! Right.
Such a beautiful award.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this woman named Susan, she hit a suspected drunk driver with her car, and it saved the life of a couple people walking down the street. Now, she didn't do it on purpose, but that car ran a red light, and she was coming across, and it hits her car. And luckily, the people walking didn't get hit. Luckily, she didn't get hurt really bad, and she had her kid and her mom with her in the car.
Wow.
The drunk driver was arrested, but all this video comes out, and now the people at Carvana gave her a 2018 Chevy Cruze. To go, that stinks that happened to you. We're glad that you didn't get hurt, and here's a car.
Yeah, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, shout out to them. They also threw in a new car seat for her son that was in, and a family pack to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
And apparently she blacked out and doesn't remember the moment when the car happened.
Golly. I mean, but yeah, if you think of hitting a car versus hitting people on foot, like the people on foot would have lost.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't be here.
So, yeah. Sucks that she had to get into a wreck, but everybody was okay.
And everybody ended up okay.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
A man fails a driving test 27 times. First of all, that's like SpongeBob. SpongeBob cannot pass a driving test on this show ever. He does it 100 times. And so, if you don't watch SpongeBob, I guess it's not fun. I saw Mighty laugh. But that's the whole SpongeBob. There's so many episodes where he cannot pass the driver's test. And so he's 31 years old and a father, but he was so desperate, he paid $500 for an impersonator to take the test on his behalf. It didn't take long for the test center workers to figure it out since the guy didn't match the photo that he went in with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the 31-year-old was given a 14-month suspended sentence for 2 years and 200-hour unpaid work order. So, first of all, how hard is the driving test? Like, 14-year-olds are passing it.
Right.
16-year-olds are passing it. He's 31.
But if he can't pass it, they can't ever let him drive, right?
Like, now they can never give him a driver's
license. Never.
By the way, Popeyes says they're not pulling the chicken sandwich, period. You know, over the last couple days, there have been a lot of stories about because the lines, people got stabbed. So they're like, we're not pulling it because of the mayhem. Still don't have it. I still don't have it.
But when are people going to calm down and realize, I guess since they're not pulling it, it's going to be around? Like, is it?
Once people get it.
Can we calm down and then?
There's a lot of hype. People still want it. People are standing in line. And when people stand in line, disrespect comes from when someone cuts you in line. And that's where a lot of this starts. Or someone cuts you off for a parking spot. Like, that happened not because of the chicken sandwich, but because they got into a fight because somebody was disrespecting somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes can't stop disrespect.
Mm-mm. Gonna happen.
Yeah, people love
that you always say, it's not about the sandwich.
It's not about the sandwich.
It's never about the sandwich.
It doesn't matter what they're in line for. Those two people, if somebody cut somebody off, there would still been a stabbing.
Correct.
Not because of that. So that's happening. And I'll give you this, America's top guilty pleasures. What would you say your biggest guilty pleasure is, Amy?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, interesting.
Dark chocolate.
Ugh. I just do not like dark chocolate.
Why?
Like milk chocolate? I don't know, dark chocolate, that's funny with me.
So good.
You can eat dark chocolate bars?
Yes. Oof. I can eat 88%.
Oh, cocoa?
Oh, that, you're crazy.
I don't know what that means. Is that hardcore?
No, that's pure. That's pure. Like,
oh. It's hardcore.
It's the pure stuff.
I go hardcore.
88% is pure.
Yeah.
I would say that mine is binge watching a TV show or binge eating food in general. Like ice cream, I can eat a whole tub of ice cream. I feel terrible for 3 days. But that's mine, probably.
What's your flavor?
Any, except for peanut butter.
Anyone.
Really, any? You don't have one.
I love like vanilla. I love chocolate. Strawberry's fine. And there are a lot of... I had the best ice cream of my life the other day, by the way.
Where?
Maybe 2 weeks ago from Jenny's Ice Cream.
Which flavor?
And it was some kind of like... I'm not sure. I could look it up. But I remember thinking to myself, this is the best ice cream I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that's huge.
Is it their bumbleberry?
No. But I tell you what it had on it.
Whatever.
It was something with... on the top. What do they call that?
Crumble?
No.
Whipped cream?
It's called like
caramel.
No, it's a
sprinkles?
Type.
Cherry.
Oh my God.
It's a type on top?
Yeah, it's halo top or something like that.
Oh.
But that's not at Jenny's.
Cream butter. Buttercream.
Whatever the case is, I'm going to look on my app and it's the best ice cream I've had in my life.
Well, Jenny's ice cream is for legit.
Top guilty pleasure lunchbox?
Chocolate milk. Love me some chocolate milk, and when it gets wintertime, hot chocolate. I can drink that stuff like so often, but I only reward myself like if I score a goal in the soccer game, chocolate milk.
Eddie?
I loved old black and white movies.
People that's hate. Your guilty pleasure.
People hate on me
well,
with
that's
that.
A guilty pleasure would be anything that you get made fun of.
Yeah. I get made fun of all the time for liking old black and white movies. My wife doesn't, she's just like, oh my gosh, not again. But I love them.
Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready for the ice cream? I found it. It's Jenny's ice cream, the salty caramel pint with halo top.
What does that mean?
Don't know.
Oh, it's good.
I'm Googling.
You acted like we were supposed to know what Halo Top.
Well, hold on. Let me take that back. I don't know. Halo Top, I see it all the time on Twitter
and
Instagram.
A different brand.
Okay, well, screw it. I don't know. Gooey, here's what it was. I could order two at the same time. And that wasn't this one. It was gooey butter cake pint.
Oh.
Butter cake. I've seen that there.
Yeah, that's what it was with Halo Top.
Was this on a date?
With Halo
no,
Top.
It was at my house. It was at my house by myself. I ate the whole thing, too. And I tipped.
Is that part of the Fit 33?
And then I tipped $4.
It was probably in the time frame, maybe.
Where's sugar?
No, it wasn't in the Fit 33. Oh. My diet that I do right now.
It's okay. It's Fit 33 is just a lifestyle.
But
sometimes in life you mess up.
You can have a day. I told you
it's
that.
It's not a mess up. I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's not a mess up.
I didn't know how to define it. I was trying. I'm pro Fit 33. I'm saying like it's a lifestyle and sometimes
hey, Google Fit 33 and see if anything comes up.
Perfect.
If I made that up.
There's no chance there's something called that.
Oh, I bet there's a chance everything's called something.
What is it, Fit 33?
Yeah. If you only have 33% of the day to eat, but then you also, is there anything?
Oh, man, just a bunch of tires.
There's Air Jordan 33s.
33s, baby.
Fit. I Googled Fit 33 Lifestyle. You have no competition.
It's wide open for you, Bones.
Wide open. Wide open.
There is something called Club 33, and it's a private Chicago boutique fitness studio offering 33-minute fitness classes.
Now, that's smart, too. I could do a whole 33 everything.
Wow. Look at them. Like, some classes are 30 minutes, but they're like, we'll get you done in 33.
Okay. This was good. It's working for me so far, Fit 33. America's top guilty pleasures. 10, breaking a diet, eating fast food. 9, swearing. Just say if you do these. Just say yes or no. Eating fast food.
Yes. Yes.
Not really.
Yeah, I guess not really. But
swearing.
I do like Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
No.
No. Binge watching a TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. Online shopping.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. You go twice. Yeah.
Telling a friend you're busy when you're really not.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What?
You don't do that?
No, because I'm
why?
Really busy.
No.
Because
no.
I'm really busy, and if I have a minute, I go and do it.
Okay.
I'm so don't busy. Tell me I'm a liar.
Well, I thought everybody did that.
Yeah. Drinking alone.
Yes.
No. Yeah, sometimes.
Eddie and Amy go, yes.
I thought everybody did that.
Yeah. Well, there's people in the house, just not with me.
And number 4, staying in your pajamas all day and not leaving the house for an entire day.
Yeah.
Okay, I do that. I don't feel guilty. If I'm
I'll
home,
at least put on workout clothes.
Gambling.
Yeah.
No for me. Sneaking ice cream when everybody else is in bed or dessert when everybody else is in bed.
Sure.
I live alone. I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Falling asleep watching TV.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I had to turn it off.
I do it as I go. That's how I go to sleep.
That helps you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way I go to sleep. Okay, there you go. That's number 1, by the way. America's most guilty pleasures. Bobby Bones. Everybody likes the hard seltzers, right? That's what they're called, right? Hard seltzers, Raymundo? That's what White Claw is, a hard seltzer?
Yep.
So Four Loko has launched a couple days ago the new hard seltzer. It's 12% alcohol by volume, which means it has around 2.5 times more alcohol than White Claw and Truly.
Oh my gosh.
How you feel about that, Raymundo?
Well, White Claw's double a beer, and then that sounds like it's double a White Claw. So you only need about 2 of those, and you're going to be pretty blackout, honestly.
They're only releasing one flavor, Black Cherry. I guess it's the only one that's out right now. The hardest seltzer in the universe. Well, Four Loko goes hard, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouldn't that be a warning sign? Like, 2 of these, you're going to be blackout.
Four Loko goes hard. What was the big thing with Four Loko when it launched? It was an energy drink? Was that Four Loko?
I don't know.
It was what? It had it had caffeine. It was, yeah.
Yeah, and they limited you too when it first launched Four Loko. You were only in a store. You were only allowed to have 2, I believe. You could have friends go buy some for you, but you never could buy a 6-pack.
It's never good.
It's like
they were sold individually. Yeah,
it's like Benadryl. You got to go and here's my ID. We can just get one of those. Anyway, I saw that. It's Friday. Thought some of you guys.
I think you're talking about Sudafed.
Oh, whatever it is. Benadryl's, there's no rule in Benadryl.
That's allergy medicine.
Oh, okay. Shows you how much I know. We're done. Amy, what's going on?
Oh, man. I'm just excited it's the weekend. A little tired today because last night I hosted with Scotty McCreary for the Veterans Show thingy and definitely was out later than expected. So probably just low-key with the kids today. Probably something fun, family fun tonight maybe, but my husband and I are still trying to decide what. What about you?
I'm going to finish American Idol today. I fly to Los Angeles tonight. We do our whole shoot, our promotional shoot tomorrow, which is the first year they've ever let me do this. Like, be part of the promo. I've always been such an extra.
Wow.
Like, the next person there this year, I get to be in the promo stuff.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So it is super. Yeah. And then I'll get back into town late Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then, except for Hollywood Week, it's all done for me until next year. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Check out anything you missed. You can go over and listen to the morning show, Bobby Bones Show, on demand on iHeartRadio, or just search Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to podcasts. We started 5 hours ago. You can hear a lot if you're at work today and you're like, I'm bored, what do? You can listen to this show, or you can check out the Bobbycast. My latest guest is Blanco Brown, gonna do the Tuesday. We talk for an hour about his life, stuff you probably would never even know. Check it out. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, everybody.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.